Okay. As I say, I used to sit around playing guitar with Wee Georgie, and we used to mainly just play little rock and roll things. But there was one little bit that we used to do as a kind of party piece, and it was a semi-classical thing that we used to do. Well, it was classical, but we made it semi. Yeah, and it was by J.S. Bach. And it went like this. Was it? Short? Something like that. But, like I say, it's not exactly how it goes, but we used to do it like that. And we used to like the fact that it had a little tune up the top and the bass thing going on the bottom. Where it went wrong, it should have gone do 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 do. I never got that bit. So we just went. We went a bit wrong there. But anyway, I later adapted that idea into this next song. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly, dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Ah, thank you very much. Thank you. There you go. And thank you, J.S. Bach. And thank you, great nephew, Drew. It's funny, though, the sign thing. Yeah. We had a sign, it was a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago. The sign on the front row, some guys on it. And I read it, and I was reading them out. I read this one out. It says, "Can Ben in the fourth row ask Melissa to marry him?" So we went, yeah, sure. And the spotlights found him and the cameras found him and he put him up on the screens. There's this big guy in a red sweater. And he drops down onto one knee. And then we're all, 20,000 people wondering what's going to happen here. And then Melissa's going, yes, yes, yes. Oh, You're a lovely bunch of people. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me introduce to you now the guy who on Eleanor Rigby, who's got all those string parts on his keyboards. He's got strings on his fingers, strings on his toes. And he is our keyboardist and our musical director, if we ever listen to him. Here he is. Mr. Paul Wicks Wicked.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's true. I'm completely operated by string, actually. Strings everywhere. Yeah. Now, we're just about halfway, a bit more than halfway through our tour, and we're having a great time. We are having a great time. Partly because we don't hate each other, and mainly because of audiences like you. And also because I get to play one of these.
Too many people pull down, pushed around. July this year, NASA sent up a special space shuttle mission, and it was special because it was the first one in history ever to have been commanded by a female space commander. All the girls like that one. That was Eileen Collins, a good Irish girl, So they went up there, they had to do some repairs and some maintenance on the International Space Station. They did that, okay. But as you probably heard, they had their share of troubles. One of the heat shields came off, and they had to get out in space, fix that. And then when they were preparing to come home, NASA had to tell them that the weather was bad and they weren't cleared for re-entry, so they had to wait around and the provisions are going down and it's getting a little bit tricky. But we're very proud to say that on the morning that NASA finally told them that the weather was good and that they were cleared for re-entry, this next song we're going to sing was the one that NASA woke them with that morning. And if you listen, this is kind of how it went that morning.
Good morning, Discovery. And the wake-up music this morning just about says it all. It's a day for sunshine, and it's a day for feet on the ground.
Thanks, Shannon. We sure hope that we get our feet on the ground today.
And we do too, Wendy.
I can imagine we were pretty proud about that one. All right. I'd like to present to you this gentleman over on my left here. He's been playing guitar and bass all evening, singing like a bird. The one and only Brian Ray.
You guys sound amazing. What a great night. I don't know, you guys, it might be my favorite crowd so far on the whole tour. I mean, you guys are crazy. You guys want to come with us for the rest of the tour? It's an idea. Well, listen, we don't get a chance to do this very often. We've done, I guess, about 125 shows together, something like that. But if I just could take just a second and say, on piano and guitar and bass and on vocals, and the man responsible for these songs that we're playing, Paul McCartney.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you. inside these four walls. Send inside forever. Never see it, no one nice again like you mama, you mama, you.
Showing photographs.
of every hand he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing at him behind his back. And the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Betty Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit and revolve. And Betty Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass. And Peter's Park is a portrait of the Queen. Likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine. Shelter in the middle of the roundabout. A pretty nurse is selling puppies from a tray. Though she feels as if she's in a blend, she is anyway. Betty Lane, the barber, shaves another customer. You see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. And then the fireman rushes in. Betty Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. Beneath the blue suburban skies I sit and revolve. Betty Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. Beneath the blue suburban skies.
USSR. Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. She's gonna be back home. Even though the wire to unpack my case, honey, just gonna be home.
Made to
Just the people on the top. Now all the people on the floor, come on, come on. Okay, just the men this time, just the fellas, come on boys. I want to hear the ladies, just the women. Come on, girls.
Thank you.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Oh!
I think you want to keep on rocking. Let's keep it up. Let's keep rocking, man. There's a song I'd never done in America until this tour. Here we go. One, two, three, go. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the sky. Never stop, never turn. a blast from the past. Are you having a good time? Okay, we've had a big light show here for you good people from Des Moines. We're gonna try and light the beginning of this next number with just one candle. Hey. Lights out. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary come to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my darkest hour, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it. Des Moines, you have given us some welcome here tonight, your first city. But you know what? There comes a time when we gotta go home. Yeah. And it just about coincides with the time when you've gotta go. But you've been fantastic crowd tonight. I want to do a couple of thank yous. I want to thank the guys on the sound desk for doing such a great job tonight. That's Pab and his boys. They're good. And then we got the team behind the stage here on the lighting and on the video screens. They've done a great job tonight. And to bring this show to your town, we've got probably about 140 people around the back here to look after us and pack it up and move on. That's the crew. And I want to do a special thank you while I'm thanking everyone. I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. Yeah, all right. But you know, most of all, we want to thank you. You. You.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Hey, Des Moines, you were really fantastic tonight. We love you. We'll see you next time. Greetings, Des Moines! We have traveled many miles to rock you, and rock you we will. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm getting that feeling again. I'm getting a feeling that we're going to have a bit of fun here tonight. Okay, I just want to take a moment here. I want to just drink this all in. Okay, tonight we're gonna bring you some new songs and some old songs, and this one definitely falls into the latter category. And we reckon if you remember this, you weren't there.
One, two, three. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Thank you. Okay, this next song is a song that we performed at the Super Bowl earlier this year.
I'm gonna be a star. Baby,
All right. Okay, that's some welcome. That's a great welcome. In the beginning, back in Liverpool, when we were just starting up, we used to play the little rock and roll clubs and little R&B clubs mainly. But there were these other clubs that we wanted to play, mainly because they just paid a bit better. And these were the cabaret clubs. And so we wanted to get gigs in these. But the thing was that to play these cabaret clubs, you had to have kind of slightly different kind of songs, like smoochier late night things, you know. So we learned a couple of them. And here's one that I used to do round about that time. Sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn. Okay, let me introduce to you now a fantastic, splendid, talented, lovable, and extremely wonderful drummer, Mr. Abel Laborio Jr.
Hello, Des Moines! Oh, what a joyful noise you're making! Wow. Well, it's nice to meet all of you. I have one question for you. Are you guys ready to rock? Oh, good. Because we're about to.
Thank you.
We should have come here sooner. Okay. From the bowels of the earth, mysteriously arrives a piano. And before this piano arrives, there is a big hole. And on the second night of our tour, I forgot there was a big hole. And I'm chatting away, I got my bass, and I fall backwards into the big hole. Now there's a sign in the audience that says, mind the gap. I will, believe me. Yeah. So I'm going backwards in the big hole here, and you know, it all goes into slow motion, and I just remember thinking, how deep is this hole? It's filled now. Okay, I'd like to present to you our superb guitar player. This guy can play his guitar. Here he is. This is Mr. Rusty Anderson.
Wow. Damon, I don't know what to say. You guys are amazing.
And we're all going to keep an eye on Paul here just to make sure he doesn't fall back in the hole again, okay, right? I was having some Chinese food today in your fine community, and I thought I'd bring you a cookie here. So you guys like fortunes, right? Okay, so this is for y'all individually and collectively. Let's hope so. You never know what you get. A friend asks only for your time, not your money, in bed.
Oh, sounds like good advice to me.
Good times.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you. That song's called Fine Line, and that's off our new album called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, this is the point in the evening where everyone wanders off. No idea where they go, but they leave me all alone with you. So welcome to my living room. Nice place. Okay. I'd like to do a song that was the very first recording we ever made. That was actually even before the Beatles. We're in Liverpool, and there was five of us in the group at that time. There was, the drummer was, no, it wasn't the quarryman. So there. End up having little conversations, you know. Anyway, There was five of us in the group. There was Colin on drums, Duff on piano, and John, George, and myself. And we wanted to make a little recording, you know. So the idea was that it cost £5, so we each put a pound in. And,
so do I.
See, they can't hear you, and I'm talking to you. They don't know what you're saying. It's okay. I'll get through this. I will. Okay, so it cost £5. We each put a pound in. And the idea was that we'd keep it for a week each. So John kept it for a week, passed it on to George. George gave it to me. I gave it to Colin. He kept it for a week. And he gave it to Duff. And Duff kept it for 23 years. Yeah. Anyway. So this is the first recording we ever made. And there's a bit in it for you. Your bit goes, whoa. Perfect. I'll do. What's like this? In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. In spite of all the heartache that you may cause me, oh, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. Well, I'll look after you like I've never done before. I'm gonna keep all the others from knocking at your door. In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. 20,000 backing vocals, very good. And I noticed there's a bunch of people who are improvising. Very good.
Alright. Who knows how long I've loved you? Oh, I love you still. We lie away a lonely lifetime. If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name. But it never really mattered. I will always feel the same. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. When at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do endear you to me. Oh, you know I will. I will.
So, thank you.
Hey.
And you might have noticed what happens in the audience. Sometimes people bring along signs and hold them up, you know. And it's really good. But sometimes when you're trying to, like, concentrate, like maybe on a new song or something, and you've got all your chords, and you've got the words and the tune, and you're trying to put it all together, the sign comes up, and you've got to read it. And your mind, like, splits into two, and one bit of your mind says, don't read it, don't look, don't keep going, look at the chords, think about what you're doing. And the other bit of your mind goes, nah, go on, read it, it's all right. So you do, you find yourself, oh, I tell you, it's weird sometimes, you find yourself looking at the sign, singing the song, remembering everything, and reading, my mother saw you in Shea Stadium in 1960. Well, we love them. We love the signs.
Yeah.
Anyway, that song, I was wondering whether I was going to do it or not on the tour, you know, and I hadn't quite made up my mind. And I was in... All right. And I was in... California. I was in Pasadena in a Mexican restaurant one Saturday night having a drink, and in the bar it was steaming, you know, it was grooving, and this fella comes up to me and he said, would you like a drink, you know? I said, no thanks, I've got one. It was unusual for me, but I said, no, I'm all right, you know, I've got one, thanks. He said, look, I've got to tell you a story. He said, my little girl, who the apple of my eye, he said she was doing a high school concert, and he said, and she didn't tell me what she was going to do, but I went along there. He said, and she got up on the stage with a guitar. And he said, and she sang, I Will. He said, I'll never forget that. Man. So I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that. And if I ever see him again, I'll have that drink.
Then
All right, thank you. Hiya. That's a new song. That's another new song off our new album called Jenny Wren. And here's that piano again. Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love beyond the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love beyond the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. I'm fixing a home where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm bending the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will. Where I belong. See the people standing there, they disagree, I never win, I wonder why they don't get in my door. Painting my room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But it really doesn't matter. Where I belong. Silly people run around, they worry me and never ask me why they don't get past my door. I'm taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still go. Fixing a hole, fixing a hole, fixing a hole. Thank you. Good morning. Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Very twee, very me, any Sunday morning. What a pleasure it would be, chatting so delightfully. Nanny bakes fairy cakes on a Sunday morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the willow tree. Lines of hollyhocks and roses listen most attentively. Do you know the game croquet? What adventure we might play. Very gay. It's almost supper time. Nanny bakes fatty cakes every Sunday morning. Thank you, that was English Tea. Off the new album, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. Great nephew Drew. What, my great nephew Drew? Huh? There you go. Hi, great nephew Drew. We gotta stop meeting like this. You never know what's gonna come up on these signs, you know. Long lost relatives. I never saw her. I never saw her, you know. Yeah, you know, that last song, English Tea, one of the things I'm quite proud of is I managed to work this word in, which is like an ancient word out of usage. Nobody uses it anymore. It's called, the word is peradventure. And I don't know where I got it from, like dredged it up from an old school book or something. And I worked in the song, Do You Know the Game Croquet, Peradventure We Might Play. And then after I'd written the song, went to a dictionary just to check it was a word, you know. And it meant perhaps, perchance, or maybe. Now, you don't expect to come to a show like this and learn stuff like that, do you? Hey, come on, own up. You do. Yeah. Anyway, there you go, peradventure. And apparently, I've been telling audiences this, and it apparently is sweeping the nation. It is. We're bringing the word back. And, you know, people going into coffee bars, and the guy's saying, you want some more coffee? Well, he said, peradventure, I might. There you go. And amaze your friends with that one. Sweep Des Moines with peradventure. Okay, I remember quite clearly writing this next song in the front parlor of our little house in Liverpool. 24th Lane Road, looking out through the lace curtains onto the road, and here it is.
One day you'll look to see I'm gone, but tomorrow be rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was Oh yes, tomorrow we rain, so I'll follow the sun. Well, don't you know that tomorrow we rain?
It's just such a short song, you see. I'm tempted to keep it going, you know. All right, all right. This next song I'd like to dedicate to my lovely wife and our little baby daughter, whose birthday it is tomorrow.
You lift up my spirits, you shine on my soul. Whenever I'm empty, you make me feel whole. I can rely on you to guide me through any situation. You hold up a sign that reads, "Follow me."
Thank you, thank you. It's a new song, Follow Me, off the new album. Thank you. Right. You know, when we were kids, we did like a lot of people did as we were teenagers, sat around playing guitars. And I used to sit around a lot with George, who used to live just down the road from us. Yeah, I'll tell you what, okay, good moment. To show our love and appreciation for our departed loved ones, how about John, George, and Linda? Yeah, thank you.